New Zealand Sign Language. Everyone, everywhere, every day. Summary of the New Zealand Sign Language Strategy 2026 to 2036. Producers note, this document shows three logos. There is the logo of the Ministry of Disabled People, Whaikaha. On the left is a QR code and underneath the words, scan for the NZSL name. Also shown is the logo of the NZSL Board, New Zealand Sign Language Board, Te Orangareoruta. Also the New Zealand government logo featuring the coat of arms Te Kaiwanatanga or Aotearoa. This document was produced as a single audio file primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 16th of November 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. End of producer's note. New Zealand Sign Language. Everyone, everywhere, every day. Summary of the New Zealand Sign Language Strategy 2026 to 2036. Vision. The vision of the strategy is New Zealand Sign Language, everyone, everywhere, every day. Why is New Zealand Sign Language, NZSL, important? New Zealand Sign Language, NZSL, is an official language of New Zealand. However, NZSL is more than just an official language, it is vital for communication, for connection, and for inclusion. NZSL is the language used by many deaf and hard of hearing people. It is also used by many non-speaking people, people who have difficulty communicating using a spoken language, the deafblind community, and children or deaf adults, CODA. For some people, NZSL will be their only language. NZSL is also important to support Te Reo Māori, Māori Deaf, to access and engage in Te Reo Māori. The role of the NZSL Board. The NZSL Board's role is to maintain and promote NZSL. In developing this strategy, the Board, along with its Te Reo Māori, Māori Deaf Advisory Group, Te Rōpū Kaitiaki, aim to improve inclusion and equity for deaf people and NZSL users by lifting the use, understanding, and acceptance of NZSL in New Zealand. Everyone can play a part in making NZSL a strong, vibrant, living language. The NZSL Strategy. Refreshing the NZSL Strategy. This image sets out the strategy in house form. The roof of the house refers to the vision, New Zealand Sign Language, everyone, everywhere, every day. The house has five pillars, reflecting the strategy's five priority areas: acquisition and learning, evidence and data, deaf and NZSL workforce, public sector, and celebrating NZSL. Underneath the house are the foundation in two parts, depicting the two approaches which are Energize and Integration. To try and show the importance of Energize and Integration across the five priority areas, the five priority areas are divided into two, on a diagonal across all five pillars, with the top half slightly bigger and lighter to reflect Energize, and the bottom half slightly smaller and darker to reflect Integration. This reflects the importance of having a strong base for deaf people and NZSL users in NZSL, whereas integration is more important for the later pillars or priority areas. The NZSL strategy is based around two approaches. Energize is focused on deaf people and NZSL users, particularly children, and aimed at ensuring the survival of NZSL and ensuring early acquisition and use of NZSL by deaf people and NZSL users. Integration is focused on people who do not use NZSL and aimed at ensuring NZSL thrives and promoting the awareness, acceptance and everyday use of NZSL. Five key priority areas sit under the two approaches. Acquisition and learning, enable deaf children, tamariki and children who use NZSL to communicate, and families and whānau to acquire and use NZSL. Evidence and data, build an evidence-based profile of deaf people and NZSL users. Deaf and NZSL workforce, ensure there is a workforce to support the acquisition and use of NZSL. Public sector, improve attitude, acquisition, and use of NZSL across the public sector. Celebrating NZSL, enhance the status of NZSL in New Zealand and celebrate NZSL across society and cultures. Implementing the NZSL strategy. Action plans will be developed by the NZSL Board, Te Rōpū Kaitiaki, and the Ministry of Disabled People, Whaikaha, working with other agencies. The NZSL Board will report annually to the Minister for Disability Issues on actions and progress. Indicators will be developed to track progress and impact. Acknowledgements. The New Zealand Sign Language Board and the Ministry of Disabled People Whaikaha acknowledge and thank everyone who provided input to develop the New Zealand Sign Language Strategy 2026 to 2036. Information about this summary document. This document is a summary of the New Zealand Sign Language Strategy 2026 to 2036. You can access the full strategy at www.nzsl.govt.nz/nzsl-strategy-2026-2036. You can also see the NZSL version and alternate formats of this summary at that same website. Creative Commons Attribution 4.0. This work is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0. In essence, you are free to copy, distribute and adapt the work as long as you attribute the work to the Crown and abide by the other license terms. To view a copy of this license, visit CC by 4.0 Legal Code Attribution 4.0 International Creative Commons. Please note that no departmental or governmental emblem, logo or coat of arms may be used in any way which infringes any provision of the Flags, Emblems and Names Protection Act 1981. Attribution to the Crown should be in written form and not by reproduction of any such emblem, logo or coat of arms. Published November 2025. ISSN Print 978-1-991429-02-5. ISSN Online 978-1-991429-03-2. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 16th of November 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.